Joining me today is Willis Wolf, and he is coming to us from Fresno State University, where he is studying ag business. And he is a former chapter president from El Capitan High School in Merced, California, and National Star Farmer. Willis, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, how long have you been part of the FFA?
I was part of FFA going into my freshman year of high school. Like, first thing I wanted to sign up, I wanted to take my class so I could be an FFA. Because I did 4-H when I was younger, and I always wanted to be an FFA member and really get involved in the FFA. So as soon as I signed up, went to high school, signed up for an FFA class.
Okay. Now, how did you get involved in being an officer and being on the officer team?
Well, to be honest, at first I didn't really want to be an officer. I just wasn't me. I was my freshman year. I was a really shy student. I tried to sit in the back of the classes, and I just wanted to show goats, maybe compete on a team. And my ag teacher pulled me aside, "Hey, we're going to have a livestock judging team. I think you should be really good at it. You should join it." Yeah, I joined it and slowly built my confidence up, which the FFA helps out with a lot. And I built it up, and then they said, "You know what? I want to become an officer. I think it'd be really cool to help my chapter and make it, you know, grow and help influence the younger kids who are like me, who came in, who were shy, yeah, didn't know anything about FFA or, you know, stuff like that, and to really push them, like, hey, you should get involved. It's a great program. There's a lot of opportunity to take you places. So, you know, try to get involved." So that's how I went from not wanting to be an FFA officer to being the chapter president.
Very cool. All right. Well, let's talk about your supervised agricultural experience. Tell me what you've been doing as National Star Farmer.
Yeah. My SA project is commercial goats and forage. So hay. I got into it when I was really young. Goats. I showed sheep at the fair, and I didn't. My uncle raised sheep, and so I got in sheep, and then goats started to become more and more popular. And my brother got a goat, a doe for his birthday, and a young buck. My dad got it for him. And we have, like I said, 3-acre ranchette, 2 acres of its irrigated pasture, and I wanted 12 goats for the back 2 acres.
Okay.
And I didn't tell my dad, and he said, "Dad, I want a loan," right? My dad was crazy enough to lend me the money. I got 12 goats, and then started buying more goats and selling goats and breeding goats and keeping all my replacements.
Okay.
So now I have goats. I'm over 600 head of does right now.
Wow.
And roughly 300 acres of dry farm ground here in the Central Valley with 10 acres of aerated ground. And so I have goats in Amarillo County, the city of Plymouth spray fields. Up there, I have a contract, grazing contract with them up there.
Okay.
I have goats around my house. I don't get a pasture, and I also have hay fields around my house. That's all dry farm. And have goats, like I said, around Turlock. That's where our main ranch is, where I store equipment and keep bringing the goats home for the winter. So I have goats all over, and I've got the hay is pretty centralized, but I got goats pretty much all over.
Wow. Okay, so it all started with 12 goats, a dozen goats, and it just kind of blew up from there.
Yes.
Very interesting. Now, do you think that there's a chance that the consumption of goat or Chivon, whatever you want to call it, will ever become mainstream in the United States like beef and chicken and pork?
Yeah, I think so. I think goat compared to beef has less fat on it. You can see it. You take a piece of goat chop and a piece of steak, there's less fat on that goat.
Yeah.
Than there is that piece of beef. You take a goat chop, and it's significantly smaller than an average piece of steak, I would say.
Yeah.
And that's probably about, it's supposed to be the right amount of protein in your diet compared to, everybody likes a good, 16-ounce steak,
right?
But that goat chop is more like what you should be eating, protein-wise on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's also less, like I said, less fat. There's more protein per ounce. Mm-hmm. I think there's a huge opportunity.
Interesting. Well, I like your business. There's probably a lot of future in doing that, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan. As soon as I get out of college, I plan on hitting this full force and really, pushing for my end goal of it being totally vertically integrated. As of right now, I think there's a bright future for my project and for the goat industry as a whole.
Very cool. Well, good for you. And Willis, for another student who's listening, what advice would you have for them? How would they approach landowners who have smaller pieces and they need somebody to take care of it? How would they approach them and convince them they should lease them to them?
People love helping kids out, especially if they're in the ag field themselves.
Yeah.
Because it's like, there's not a lot of young people going into the business, so they love seeing it. Mm-hmm. A lot of my neighbors who, they've seen me, I've seen goats around that neighborhood for 10 years now, 10 plus years now, mm-hmm. because I started at a young age and I said, hey, we'd like you to have our goats in here, or cows or whatever. So I think as a young FFA student, don't give up on your dream. You just have to find a way. You know, if they say no, then don't be discouraged by it. You just got to look around for the perfect thing. It'll come all together. It takes time, but I've definitely learned that with growing my project.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, and great advice, Willis.
Yes, thank you very much.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.